Approaching the topic of sex, sexuality, sexual orientation, birth control, and other topics with adolescents can be intimidating for teachers and students alike. However, approaching these topics in a factual, respectful manner can ensure that all students have access to the knowledge necessary to make informed decisions about sex. Before teaching any sexuality education, you should check with your school district about policies, curriculum, and what you're allowed to cover. Some school districts may have an abstinence-only curriculum policy, or require that you give a certain amount of notice to your students' parents or guardians before covering these topics. Get comfortable with the terminology needed to teach the various aspects of sexuality education, and make sure students are encouraged to use appropriate terminology as well. Be sure to provide a safe environment for students when discussing these topics. Students should not feel embarrassed or discouraged from asking questions. A question box could be placed in your classroom to help encourage students to get more information about certain topics. Set ground rules with your classes about appropriate and inappropriate behavior during lessons, activities, and discussions. Stress the importance of confidentiality and respect among students. Be prepared to not have the answers for everything. Gather resources and experts, both within the school, like the school nurse, and within the community, to talk to your students or to direct students to in case you don't have an answer. Make sure your curriculum is sensitive to the values and beliefs of all students, not just dominant groups in your class or society. Keep your own personal beliefs out of sexuality education. Vary your delivery methods. Don't just lecture or use PowerPoint presentations. Ask students to work cooperatively, solve problems, and empower themselves throughout the unit. Validate your students' concerns. If a student is brave enough to share an answer or ask a question, validate them by saying, "What a great answer," or "Thanks for asking that." Find local resources for your students if appropriate, such as local health clinics or testing centers.